Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sammy, how important was it to mend fences with the Cubs? I mean, was there a point where you thought, okay, well, maybe it's just not going to happen?
I always believe that it's going to happen, but it wasn't the God time. I mean, the time was perfect. Now, you know, I'm here again, and I will continue to be here. So the relationship is tremendous. So hopefully we can continue that until the day that I die after 300 years.
When you say that,
what do you mean to have Tom Ricketts and you embraced on the field?
It's great. I mean, Tom Ricketts, I mean, he's the owner, so pretty much of his family, I have to say. But for him to be there for me, and so, you know, I mean, get the support from Mr. Ricky and also Connie and the whole front office.
We're back with host Chris Ronji on The Score.
Sammy Sosa back at Wrigley Field today, back in Chicago. And for the first time in 21 years, oh, isn't that perfect? The number 21. Sosa back got a good ovation from the crowd, as you would expect. And so he is fully back with the Cubs organization again. At spring training, he was there. He was at the Cubs convention. So he is, all that old stuff is gone. It is time to go to the guest line this evening. And it is brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We talked to baseball columnist for USA Today, Bob Nightingale, joins the show tonight. How's it going, Bob?
Yeah, doing great. That's good.
Hey, it's good to have you on. Good to talk a little baseball with you. And I'm sure you were watching along today as Sammy made it back to Chicago. What is your thought on that? Him coming back and the whole ordeal and the fact that he was not welcomed back for so long?
Well, I think he should have been welcomed back, you know, 20 years ago, or, you know, whenever he retired a couple of years, you know, after he left the Cubs. But, you know, hey, he made that franchise, you know, tens of millions of dollars, you know, over the years. I mean, the Cubs were bad back then, and people came to watch the Cubs just to see if Sosa would hit a home run. Yeah, the engaging personality and stuff, you know. And I know they people bring up the PEDs, but yeah, you know, Barry Bonds gets a hero welcome. You know, he's at all these press conferences with the Giants. McGuire is beloved in St. Louis, and on, you know, Ryan Braun in Milwaukee. So, no, I think this day should have come a couple of decades ago.
So I guess, just based on your answer there, that I have a feeling of your overall opinion of the entire PED era, and I think we'd be naive to think that there aren't still some guys getting away with something now, whatever that might be, a little different than what it was in the late 90s and just after that. So, your thoughts on that, you know, the Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, the home run years in the late 90s and early 2000s, and what it means for baseball even now?
Yeah, I mean, back then it was a wild, wild west, and there were no rules, you know, no testing. And people loved it. I mean, you know, people saw how, you know, big McGuire was with Sosa. So, you know, and there were a lot of guys like, okay, they're doing stuff, but nobody cared. I mean, even the GMs and managers, you wanted guys doing PDs on your team, because these guys were actually taking care of themselves the best. They were in the, you know, the gym watching what they ate, you know, getting their sleep, and you know, they were good for the team. So you know, when it comes to Hall of Fame, I always voted for you know, Bonds and Clemens. Now, you know, once there was testing in effect, if you got caught, you know, then you get suspended. I mean, Alex Rodriguez was suspended for an entire season. So I've never voted for Alex Rodriguez and won't, just because, you know, same with Manny Ramirez, just because there was, you know, testing and rules in place where there wasn't anything, you know, back in those days.
Just, you know, let me move that conversation to a different area when it comes to the breaking of the rules. And it was a few weeks ago that Rob Manfred reinstated Pete Rose to baseball, which in a sense, he is eligible for the Hall of Fame, right? He's not like been past all of that eligibility. Like, he can make it in the future. So is that a different kind of situation in your opinion?
Yeah, because, you know, when you walk in clubhouse, the rules were everywhere. Don't gamble. No gambling on baseball. You gamble on baseball, you're out. There were never any rules about, you know, PEDs or taking amphetamines or, you know, what have you. Nothing like that. So Rose, you know, violated the cardinal rule. And what Manfred is doing now is, like, you know, he did get pressure from Donald Trump on this, is that, hey, you know, make him eligible. And so now he won't be on the writer's ballot, but he'll be on the Veterans Committee here in a couple of years. I don't think he gets in. If he gets in, it's not going to be right away. Those guys, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, probably about six Hall of Famers on those committees. You know, they haven't let in Dale Murphy or Mattingly or, you know, Tommy John, a lot of cases. And I think, you know, they're going, when they sit down here in a couple of years, they're going to say, okay, if we let Pete Rose in, then we better let in a whole lot of guys who we didn't allow in before, including Bonds and Clemens, those guys.
Well, okay, what about Shoeless Joe? Because, and what is your understanding of him? Because what I have always heard is that, yes, he took money, and it's pretty well known that he took money, but he may not have quite understood, because he was illiterate and, you know, wasn't the smartest guy, and a guy who had gone to work doing manual labor when he was like 7 years old, so he lived a completely different life, that maybe he did not quite understand what was happening in terms of a conspiracy, that he didn't know what he was doing. Do you buy into that much? That theory about him, that he just didn't know what was happening in his mind? He was just taking money that he thought he was owed?
No, I don't. I mean, because he's around those teammates, you know, every day during the World Series, and he knew what was going on. I mean, he knew guys were throwing games. Yeah, he had a high, you know, batting average and everything else, but, you know, he probably thought, yeah, we're going to lose the game anyway. Let me put my stats. So that's tough for me to believe that he was that naive and didn't know what it was for when he had all of his teammates doing the same thing. So I think it'd be a lot harder for a Shoeless Joe Jackson to get in than a Pete Rose.
Bob Nightingale is with us, covers baseball for USA Today. He's on Twitter at @BNightingale. Let's talk about the upcoming trade deadline. Still a month away from that, and the Cubs' greatest need is starting pitching, but you've still got right now at this point a ton of teams that are in the race. You know, there are 18 teams right now, aside from the division leaders, 18 teams that are within earshot of a playoff spot. So how likely is it the Cubs end up gaining a starter, and who do you think that might be?
Yeah, I mean, at your point, I mean, there's so many teams that are in the race. There's only, you know, a handful of teams that say, okay, they have no chance of making the playoffs. So people are going to have to wait. You know, a lot of eyes on, you know, on a team like the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have two very good starters that could be available, and Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly. Obviously, you know, the one we know available is Sandy Alcantara. Has not pitched well, but pitching better of late. And the beauty with him is you get him for 2.5 years. Baltimore, you know, they're not ready to give up yet, but they do. You know, Zach Eflin, who's a free agent at the end of the year, you know, he's a perfect fit. You know, Tyler Anderson for the Angels, a good fit for member teams. So, but there's such a scarcity of pitchers, I mean, available. It's going to be a high price tag for all these guys.
As you understand it, how aggressive do you think the Cubs want to be?
I think they'll be very aggressive. I do. I mean, you still have a GM in Jed Hoyer, president of baseball operations, still doesn't have a contract for next year. Obviously, they need to make the playoffs. They go deep in the playoffs, by the better contract you're going to have, or the more lucrative. I'm not saying he's going to do anything reckless by any means, but I think he'd be very aggressive. Saying, you know what? When you look around the landscape, every team has flaws. There's no reason, even though how good the Dodgers are, but they're all banged up and everything else. There's no reason why, if they get the right guy, they may say, you know what? We have a good chance in anybody to get to World Series.
Bob Nightingale covering baseball for USA Today, and I know that Cubs fans are very interested as to what will happen with Kyle Tucker, and if the Cubs are going to move forward on an extension with him. What do you think ends up happening with that situation?
Well, I think Tucker, he's gotten this far. You might as well wait your free agent and have everybody bid for you. So you only have a few more months left of the regular season. So I fully expect him to hit free agency. Then the Cubs to be one of the high bidders. Maybe the high bidder. But I think at this point, he's got to hit the open market, and maybe someone throws some crazy money at him. And we saw the Red Sox just freed up $250 million. The Yankees have a few free agents. They're going to be in play as well. So he's going to have a lot of bidders. And you can never count the Dodgers. The Dodgers seem like they can never have enough talent. So I would think they'd be bidding too.
Yeah, so the Cubs have, they have spent on payroll in the past. They are not afraid to do that. What they have not done, though, is give one of those really, $500 million, 13-year contracts. That's not something they have done before. Is there a time, and maybe even soon, you could see them being willing to do that?
Could be, and they got to be the right guy. I mean, obviously, they didn't go up to $500 million for Otani, and that was going to end up costing $700 million. So, a lot of these long-term contracts have not worked. So you're almost like, a good thing you didn't lock, guys up. They didn't lock up, they lock up Chris Bryant or, Rizzo or Baez, and turn out, they're smart doing so. They made, made a mistake by, cutting ties with Kyle Schwarber. But, some of these long-term contracts just don't work. You don't want to, hamstring a team either. So it just depends how high this contract gets with Tucker. There's, a lot of good, players out there and a lot of free agents. So it's not like if you get Tucker, if you don't get Tucker, you're doomed. You still go get some other people as well.
For the Cubs, Pete Crow Armstrong is having one of the really, truly great offensive seasons. And even in baseball comparatively, there have been two guys you would argue maybe are better offensively this year, Aaron Judge and the guy they played today who had a great game, Cal Raleigh, with a couple of home runs. He went 3-4, and you actually wrote about him, and I'll ask you about him in a moment. But for Pete Crow Armstrong, what we're seeing from him this year, and even Sammy Sosa today talking about him, that he could be a 40-40 player, that he felt that he could be a 40-40 player this year. What is your thought on what he could ultimately be this year and beyond?
Yeah, I think a guy to compare him to is Corbin Carroll, the young outfielder for the for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Similar type of build, small guy. Same thing. I mean, Carroll's probably the fastest guy in baseball. He plays right field in that center. And he has power, too, where he's going to hit over, he's already has 20 home runs. So very comparable guys. Just, Carroll has done it longer, a couple of years. Crow Armstrong is just, burst onto the scene. So, no, it's a certainly, it has a chance to go 40-40. And 40-40 isn't the same as it used to be. I mean, it's just so much easier to steal bases now. That's what we saw. Otani last year, hit, still 59 bases. I think he went 36 straight without being caught. well, that doesn't happen before the rule changes. So, you know, it's, you know, apples and oranges. But that being said, no, nice electrifying player and everything else. But, yeah, I think the best comp is probably, you know, Corbin Carroll of Arizona.
So speaking of Raleigh, you did write about him today, and he had a terrific day at Wrigley Field, unfortunately for the Cubs. What long-term, what kind of player is he going to be?
Yeah, man, it's unbelievable. Just in the amount of home runs he's hitting already. You know, more home runs than any catcher ever before the All-Star break. But, yeah, I mean, he's a guy who, you know, he's like a Mike Piazza offensively. And, you know, with the gold gloves, it's almost like a Johnny Bench defensively. So, sky's the limit. I mean, everybody loves to have a good catcher, and he looks like he's a great catcher. Pitchers love throwing to him and everything else. So, he's got a chance to be a real star in this game. You know, I know people don't talk about guys in Seattle because it's so far removed from everywhere else. But, you know, he's got a chance to be one of the Seattle Mariners icons.
Yeah, I always wonder about a guy who's 28 and, you know, just now having a breakout season, and he's doing it. You just wonder what that means long term, and trying to project that, and wondering if this is a fluke or if this is a real thing, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of times too, you kind of forget about we hear so much about the young players, you know, that get drafted out of high school and make it to the big leagues in a couple of years. And then, there's guys like, you know, Aaron Judge and stuff that went to college and just kind of slow start. We don't get enamored by them until later on, until they prove it for a few years. Unlike the young guys who are, 19 and 20, like Bobby Witt, that we fall in love with them right away.
All right, Bob Nightingale, as we say goodbye here on The Score, the Cubs have the division lead. They're up by 5 games right now. Can you really see Milwaukee or St. Louis or even Cincinnati maybe challenging them for that?
I can't. It's really not St. Louis. I mean, they still want to, dump at the trade deadline. They're trying to rebuild. They're like that movie Major League where the players are winning and despite what the front office wants to do. Cincinnati's been a little, I think they've underachieved. I thought they had a chance to win the division. And they could still get in as a wild card team. How many times do we count the Brewers in their, they're there year after year. And you got, Tampa Bay in the American League and Milwaukee in the National League, just, they stun you just when you want to cut them out. They're there at the end. So I still think, I think the division goes through Chicago. But those other two teams, could make things interesting, at least make wild card spots.
It's funny you say that because I count out Milwaukee every year. And in fact, I think I did it four weeks ago. I said, "Oh, they're done." And now look at them; they're moving up. All right, Bob Nightingale, we appreciate you hanging out with us on a Friday night. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That is Bob Nightingale covering baseball for many, many years for USA Today. You can follow him on Twitter. Get all of his coverage there. B Nightingale at B Nightingale. I'm Chris Ranji with you on 670 The Score. Chris Emma will join us in the next hour. He's going to be with us at around 8:40. We're going to talk about the day at Wrigley Field because Emma was there covering Sammy Sosa's return. And, of course, Emma covers the Bears. So we're going to talk some Bears with him as well. You know what, though? I would like to hear from you. You can text me or give me a phone call. Why don't you? At 312-644-6767. I haven't talked to a single one of you yet, and I miss you. I want to hear your voice. So holler at me, 312-644-6767, or a message on the Odyssey app. Chris Ranji filling in on the screen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Score.
Yeah, he saw the wind blowing out today and planned his trip around a good day to be here. Asked to be in the lineup because the wind's blowing out. It's fun that he's back. I think it's for our fans. They spent a lot of time enjoying Sammy's great performances on the field, entertaining. Baseball fans. So to have him back is a lot of fun.
We're back with host Chris Ranji on The Score.
That was Craig Counsell, the manager of the Cubs, talking about Sammy Sosa's return to Wrigley Field. And it seemed to me, as an independent observer, that the ballpark was happy to have him there, that the fans were happy to have them there, or have him there. It sure seemed like it. It sounded like it. Maybe not everybody is pleased with that. This text message to 312-644-6767 says, "Boo! No Sammy Sosa for me. I am good. Can't stand to see his face. Fake smile, everything fake. I hope this thing doesn't bring bad mojo, bad luck to these lovable Cubs. Keep that dude away." That is the first text we've gotten that has said such a thing. Do you agree with that? 312-644-6767 seems pretty harsh. Look, I'm sure it's not universal. Clearly it's not. That's one person who was not happy to see Sosa back at Wrigley Field. I think he deserved to be back there. I think he was owed being back there based on everything he did for that organization in the late 90s. That cannot be disputed. It cannot be disputed that in what is an entertainment product, baseball, he did that. He entertained Cubs fans. He brought them to the ballpark. He made it a difficult ticket to get. And the organization owed him. Whether or not you like the guy, and whether or not you think he's phony, and I don't know if he is or not, I don't know him personally. I've never met him. I almost hit him with a car once, but that's a different story.
What?
He was crossing. He was in St. Louis. The year I was interning at KMOX Radio, the flagship of the Cardinals, which is where I happen to work right now, Odyssey sister station, he was crossing the street from the hotel to the stadium as I was driving down the road, and he walked right in front of my car and did not look. And he never looked. He just kept going. So that was the summer of 1998, and you're all welcome that I did not hit him with my car.
Thank you, Chris.
you're welcome, man. And it was right in the middle of it. You know,
nine-year-old Chum would have hated you. I would have hated you forever.
My name would have been in the paper. It would have been like July. I think it was about June, July, something like that.
Wow.
Anyway, so
he probably wouldn't have been a Hall of Famer either, but, you know, I digress.
That's right. You're exactly right. So anyway, he was back at the park, and I think they owed him. They owed him to bring him back and allow him back at the stadium, but I can see that not everybody agrees with that. I know. I think they're wrong. I mean, you're welcome to feel that way. I just think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. I think after everything he did for them, even if he did not end on the best terms and sometimes came off as petulant, I don't think it matters, because the good that he did for the organization far outweighed all that stuff. So 312-644-6767, you can weigh in and tell me that I am wrong. That's fine. Let's go to Slinger, Wisconsin, and speak with Dave on the Score. Good evening,
hi.
Dave.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Good, my friend.
I was at Wrigley Field yesterday, and I watched the game today. I was just disappointed, feeling bad how the Cubs played. I mean, and then Pico Armstrong was ice cold today, 0 for something.
That's a bunch of pop-ups today.
Yeah, but he's doing a breakout. But how do you see this ball club contending now at the end of the year? How do you see it?
Oh, I think they win the division. I went into the season thinking they were going to win the division, and I still think they're the best team in the division. For a while, I thought the Cardinals might end up being the second-place team in the division, maybe with an opportunity to, you know, give the Cubs a run in the final couple of weeks of the season. But as the season goes on, I'm not so sure I feel that way. I don't know. I just don't think the Cardinals have enough. I think they're starting to show some signs of cracks in their rotation. Guys are already getting fatigued, and you know, you're seeing performances that are just not, you know, they're pretty substandard. So I don't know that they have enough for this long season, and they're not even halfway through yet. But maybe in the wild card race, maybe, but there are too many teams that are also competitive. So I think it is the Cubs, maybe the Brewers make it challenging in the next few weeks. Maybe the Reds make it challenging, though I don't think so. This is the Cubs division to lose. That's how I see it. And, you know, forget the stretch of baseball they're on where, you know, if you go back, they have won four of their last six. They're still doing pretty well. Four of their last six, they've won five of their last eight. You know, five of their last eight. They're still on a good stretch of baseball here. So I am not, if I'm a Cubs fan, I'm not worried about them at all. I think they'll be okay, but I do think they should not be thinking about winning the division. What they should be thinking about is how do they compete when the playoffs start? You know, how are they going to do up against the Phillies? Is the rotation strong enough for that? We know they can hit. We know they can score runs, and there's no reason to think that won't continue when the playoffs start, but they really need to be thinking about when the playoffs do start, when it's time to go up against the Dodgers or the Mets or the Phillies or San Francisco or San Diego, however it is, how do they stack up against those teams? That should be the concern, not the Brewers, not the Cardinals, not the Reds. You're trying to make a run this season. So I really do think they need to go get that starter. They got to get somebody to help out in the rotation. And maybe it's all different. In fact, I know it's all different if Justin Steele is available to them. You know, then you're maybe looking at another bullpen arm, but you don't really need to do anything major. But because he's not available to them, I think that's what they need. Now, it doesn't mean that they can't still make a run in the postseason without adding a starter, but it changes a lot of things if they do. In Park Ridge, Tony is on the Score. Good evening, Tony.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, man.
I couldn't disagree with you more. I'm a lifelong Cub fan. I grew up loving the Cubs. I went through the 90s with the Cubs. And as far as I'm concerned, Sammy was deceitful. Sammy was he was a liar. He used the cork. I mean, it kind of goes beyond just the steroids. It was much more than that. The cork bat. He left the clubhouse. The guy was a liar. How do you respond? I don't care what he's done. How can you respect? How can you like a guy like that? I mean, you know, it was my understanding that that Al Capone gave a lot of money to the to the poor people. Does that make him a good guy? I don't think so. Come on.
Nobody's saying he's a good guy. What I'm saying is that the organization owes him to bring him back because of everything he did for them. We're not talking about charity.
He cheated when he did it.
Who cares?
He did for it.
Who cares?
Who cares that the guy cheated? You don't care that the guy cheated, and you don't care that what he did was abnormal?
No, I don't. I don't. Tony, you could not get me. You could sit here for the next hour and lay out your argument about why I should care about PEDs. I just don't. And the reason I don't is baseball is an entertainment product. It's not anything more than that. It's not religion. It is not, we're not, this is not a, it's not sacrosanct, you know? It doesn't matter if these guys are dirty or if they try to get an edge, if they cheat a little bit, because the only thing that matters is that this is an entertainment product. Baseball is for us to enjoy it, to set aside a couple, 3 hours a night and be entertained. That's what it's about. I don't need these guys to be angels. Now, I also don't want them to be, murderers or rapists or domestic abusers. That's a completely different thing. If you're doing that, then I'm done with you. I'm completely done with you. But as far as trying to get an edge in competition, I just don't care. I don't care. Because the summer of 1998 was one of the most fun baseball summers of my lifetime. And knowing that he did that stuff and that Mark McGwire was on it, and even Barry Bonds, who was just... Look, I still watch Barry Bonds highlights whenever they come up and in, an Instagram feed or YouTube or whatever, and I will still watch and just be amazed at what that dude was doing. And I do not give two craps that he was on any PEDs. Don't care. Because a lot of guys have been using performance-enhancing drugs for years. Different kinds. Over the years, it's changed. Over the decades. And guess what? He was competing against dudes who were on PEDs who still couldn't do what he was doing. Barry Bonds, you heard Chipper Jones in one interview. I don't know what podcast he was on, but recently was on a podcast, and he would say, best ball player I've ever played against. He would maybe get one strike a night. A night. He'd have five at-bats. He would get one strike a night, and he would crush it. It doesn't matter what he was taking. It doesn't matter what juice he was on. That dude was unbelievable. You can try to talk me out of this position, but I just, and have not for a long time, cared about PEDs. Let's talk to Rich in Rolling Meadows with us. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I got two things. The Sammy Sosa thing is fine, but I think that the better seal of day would have been having him sing the seventh inning stretch. And also, they think they need to sit Matt, the guy at the third baseman, because he's not doing anything
Shaw.
Right now. Shaw needs to sit down because he needs to take batting practice and sit for a while and watch, because he's like 0 for 16 right now. And especially when Cubs needed him to hit, he's just, making out.
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to him, having a day off or something, but the way you work yourself out of a slump, if you're in one, is to hit. You're not going to do it by sitting down. Now, when you sit a guy down for a couple of different reasons. One, if you're concerned about him mentally getting inside his own head and going to a place where he's going to have a difficult time getting out of it because he's struggling so bad. And some players are harder on themselves than others and will have a tougher time recovering from that. So you want to be mindful of it. That I get. Or if it's really hurting the team, like they desperately need the offense and you can't have this guy being a black hole in the lineup, right? They're not at that point yet. If they get to the point where they just can't afford to have somebody like him in the lineup and he is still struggling, then yeah, make that decision. But and maybe you give him a day off, maybe a mental day or something, but I don't think this is a they got to bench him right now and move away from him. I don't think it's that dire of a situation yet, but that doesn't mean it won't change where they'll have to do something about him. In Buffalo Grove, Craig is with us on 670. Hello, Craig.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm not clear on this, but did Major League Baseball ever emphatically prove that he did break the rules?
He didn't. I don't think that there was ever a positive test or anything like that. There wasn't. It was just a failure to, at that congressional hearing, to say one way or the other, you know, and to admit to it. I think that's the whole thing.
All right. Well, in this country, we're innocent until proven guilty, but I'll make an assumption that he probably did break the rules. And so take that as an assumption. The question I have of you is, do you drive the speed limit?
Hell no. I mean, it depends. Are there cops around?
Do you pay your taxes?
Oh, yeah, because you'll go to jail for that.
Do you basically obey the law?
For the most part. Sometimes no.
So my guess is that you believe in rules, but not in sports.
No, I don't see those two things being even remotely related. Because there are consequences for me. If I drive too fast, I'll get a speeding ticket. If I don't pay my taxes, I might go to jail, and I'm going to owe money and stiff penalties, so it's going to cost me even more money. There are real consequences to that. And, you know, and if I'm speeding at a rate that is really dangerous, I'm putting other people at risk. Taking a few performance-enhancing drugs, it doesn't really hurt anybody else.
Sports has rules.
Yeah. Sports have rules.
Do you think that players should respect the rules of the league?
I mean, I would prefer they do it, but it doesn't change my enjoyment of the sport if they don't, depending on what it is. But every case is different. This isn't a black or white thing.
But you basically told your listeners that you don't respect league rules because you said you don't care.
Yeah, I don't care that he did performance-enhancing drugs. It does not change my enjoyment of the summer of 1998, the late 90s or the early 2000s. It does not change that because this, before anything else, is an entertainment product. That's what baseball is.
But it has rules.
Yeah, do you want to keep having this conversation over and over again? I don't know what to tell you, Craig. I don't care.
Your listeners hear another point of view, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay? All right. Thanks, dog. Appreciate it. I think your point of view is wrong. I don't think laws in society, because the laws that we have in society exist so that people don't get hurt. Like physically hurt. That's why we have them. Many of them. That's why there's a speed limit. So you don't drive 100 down a residential street. Because if you do that, you could kill somebody. So what Sammy Sosa did was not kill anybody. What he did accomplish was be part of a monumental Major League Baseball summer, an historic baseball summer where the world watched it. And again, what is baseball before anything else? It's entertainment.
It's rules.
It is not rules. Oh. It is entertainment.
Oh, right.
On the other hand, Pete Rose's, his cheating ass, he should never be in the Hall of Fame. I have a different feeling about gambling. I think that's totally different. And we could talk about that when we come back. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Chris Ranji on the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Four.
We're back with host Chris Ranji on The Score.
Yep, with you tonight until 9 o'clock, and we thank you for being here. I appreciate you. Phone number is 312-644-6767. Just talking about Sammy Sosa and the performance-enhancing drugs and whether or not I should care about it or you should care about it. Some people are not happy, still unhappy with him because he cheated. He cheated. They tell me. And then I said, I don't care. I don't care that he did it. I don't care about the PEDs. It doesn't change anything for me about that summer of 1998. Don't care. Still fun. Still one of the great baseball summers of my life. And then I said, but Pete Rose, keep his ass away from the Hall of Fame forever for all I care. Let's go to Gray's Lake. Joe is with us. Hi, Joe.
I love the conversation. I do. It's just, it is kind of getting under my skin because I think you're clouded. I remember the summer, same as you. I'm guessing we're about the same age. I mean, there was no internet. You had to like watch Sports Center at the end of the night to see what happened in the race between Sosa and McGuire. But I think that emotion is maybe clouding things a little bit. I'm trying to look at it. You brought up gambling a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at it from did what Sammy was, I guess we say allegedly doing, right? Did it change the game? Did it change the outcome of any games, what Sammy Sosa may have been doing? And how is that any different than Pete Rose gambling on baseball if it changed the outcome of the games? And whether or not it changed for Sammy, maybe it didn't change it for Pete Rose. So that's, I know you said gambling, so that's kind of sticking with me.
Yeah, a couple of things here. First of all, did Sosa's PEDs change outcomes? Maybe. But he also was competing against guys who were on PEDs that we don't know about, we'll never know about. There wasn't testing at the time. Pitchers, too. That counts for pitchers, guys he faced on the mound. And I don't think you can discount those, right? So we don't really know for sure. But, yeah, maybe it did change the outcome of games. You also said that the enjoyment of that summer is clouding my judgment. No, it's informing my judgment. That's the... Again, I can't say this enough. Baseball is for our entertainment. It's not church. It's not a religion. It's not politics. We don't expect these guys to do right by all of us. That's not what this is. This is strictly for entertainment purposes only. That's what baseball is. You can try to make a sanctimonious argument about it, but it just isn't that. It's a thing that you put on TV and you watch it for a few hours and you get some enjoyment out of it, and then you go about your life. Or you go to a ball game, and you eat hot dogs, and you drink beer, and then you have a good time, and then you go home and go on with your life. That's what baseball is. Now, when it comes to gambling, that's the hard line I have. That is the one thing I do care about. And the reason I care about it is the single thing, I think, in all of sports that can kill a given sport altogether. That is, if you think, if there's a hint that you're watching a baseball game or a football game or basketball game, if there's even a thought in your mind that there are players on the field that have bet on the game, maybe bet on their team to lose, and maybe intentionally trying to throw a game, or maybe intentionally trying to not score points, some point shaving, that is the one thing that will absolutely tank a sport altogether, is if people don't think the outcome is true, that guys aren't trying their best, or are in fact trying to lose because they're on the take. A sport cannot survive that. You can survive guys cheating to try and get ahead. You can get by. Those sports will go on. They will survive. You might get mad about it for a little bit, but you're going to get over it. But if you think players are letting ground balls go between their legs because they're trying to lose a game intentionally, forget it. The one thing you have to know as a fan of any sport is that the guys on the field at all times are trying to win. That is the only thing that matters. Let's talk to Northside Tom quickly before we get to break. Hello, Tom.
Long-time listener. Love the score. Love you guys. But I need to chime in on the full-grown man who was crying a couple calls ago about the rules in baseball and how he wants this game to be kept so pure, when right before our eyes you see runners on second base giving signs to the batter on where the pitch is coming into. There's cheating in every aspect of baseball. Just because some of it is different than others doesn't mean that we discredit a man who hit over 600 home runs in his career. And literally, in 1998, maybe with the month of June by itself, saved Major League Baseball as a whole. I don't know if that guy remembers, but coming off the strike, man, MLB was almost in the dumps. And Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa literally saved baseball in every aspect of the game. If it's a tar on your fingers when you're a pitcher, or if you're a runner on second giving signs to the batter at home and where the pitch is coming from, or if you're in basketball flopping when a guy comes in on a tough drive to try and get an offensive foul call, there's always going to be guys looking for an edge in sports. And at the end of the day, like you said, it is entertainment. And 1998, for not only you, not only me, but for anyone who was born in the 70s or 80s, was the greatest summer of our life. And Sammy Sosa deserves every bit of the attention that he got today, because him and Mark McGwire saved baseball.
Look at Tom bringing it. Look at Northside Tom bringing it tonight. Tom was so good just now, he almost made me say a bad word. But I didn't, because I like to follow the rules, and I don't want to say a bad word. Actually, it's not about following rules. It's that if I say a bad word, I will get in trouble, literally.
And Sears
and the station will be fined many, many dollars. We had a texter who said, you don't go to jail for not paying your taxes. You most certainly can go to jail.
You definitely do.
In fact, we have a little bit of sound on that in the next hour I want to bring to you, because I'm going to give a shout-out to Larry Potash with WGN-TV. He was an awesome thing happened today, and so I'll bring that to you before the show is over. 312, I'm giving you the St. Louis number for the other station I work at. You're not trying to call there. 312-644-6767. Final hour of the show is next. Chris Ranji on the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.